Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Sunday morning praise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvell. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning as we give all honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Before we go into our musical ministry, we'd like to offer a message of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. Once more again, Lord, Father, we are bowed in praising your name. Praising you, Lord, Father, for life, health, and strength. Lord, Father, we also, Lord, Father, want to thank you for sending an angel to watch over us all night long. And bright early this morning, Lord, Father, touching us, even us to open our eyes to see a brand new day. A brand new day, Lord, Father, that we've never seen before, Lord, Father. As we open our eyes, Lord Father, we noticed, Lord Father, that we had the actives of all our limbs, and they were working in their respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As we awaken, Lord Father, we clothed ourselves for this brand new day, Lord Father. We was able, Lord Father, to go and prepare a meal to nourish our bodies for this brand new day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by the hospitals, Lord Father. Someone may be pressed with an illness at home, Lord Father. But we want to add a mighty healing upon their bodies in your name. As we pray, Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father, but stop by the nursing home, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. Some there that are elderly, Lord Father, that have been on this earth for some long existence. We want to praise them for their efforts on this earth. We want to add a mighty blessing and a mighty armor of protection around them, Lord Father. As we pray, Lord Father, do not only stop there, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that you have some sons and daughters that are pursuing careers and some endeavors in schools, universities, and colleges all over this universe and all over this world, we want to add a mighty blessing upon them, Lord Father. And as we pray, Lord Father, don't only stop there, but go by the jails and prisons, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you have some sons and daughters there, Lord Father. They may have made a bad decision that put themselves in that facility, but we want to add a mind regulation upon them in our right direction. We ask, Lord Father, that you go with us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, Lord Father. Be an eye and ear for us. Be an armor protection around us, Lord Father. As I pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you stop by each home individually, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, there's some situation that may be going on in someone's home that needs some understanding and some guidance. We ask that in your name, Lord Father. Someone may have lost a loved one. We want to add comfort upon them, Lord Father, during their bereavement time, and let them know that you are too wise to make a mistake. And only you know, Lord Father, when it's our time to take our last breath. Lord Father, as I pray, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you go with us as we enter in this brand new week. Go with us. Give us some guidance as we go day by day. And Lord Father, when we are traveling the last mile on this earth, when we have prayed our last prayer, and when we have sung our last song, please, Lord Father, give us a home somewhere in your kingdom. We're not asking for the best seat, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst we'll be surprised. These blessings and others we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We hope that each song that is about to be played is a blessing upon each and every one of you. And be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Our next song coming up is coming from Karen Clark Sheard, and is entitled, He Knows.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this, Karen, with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I done, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I've lost?
He knows.
failures too? Does he know my shortcomings? Does he know that? Does he know the things I and the thoughts in my head? Does he know the things I cherish and what I regret? Does he know how hard I judge and me afraid? Does he know my weakness, the things that make me shake? Does he know how to find me when I'm lost? He knows all about our struggles. And he knows all the pain, all the tears, all I get to go. Does he know all the good and the bad? Every sorrow that's coming
something that I cannot handle.
And you know he's preparing me because he cares. He is maturing me. Yes, he is. Because he cares. Hallelujah. And you know what? The Lord is arranging me. Yes, he is. And not only is he arranging, but he rearranged my feet.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning in to the Rainbow Morning, Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from Fantasia featuring her mom, Diane Barrino, entitled He's Done Enough. Be sure when you get on the highways today, by all means, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. It is 37 minutes after the hour. Next song coming up is coming from Jay Moss, and it's entitled, Holy Is Your Word.
Holy is your word that I've hidden in my heart. Ignored. Only in your word I've hid in my heart.
Holy,
huh? Say it like you mean it, come on.
From the start.
Anything you need.
It knows what's on your heart.
was drawn to what I could not understand. And for the cause of Christ, I have spent my days believing that what he'd have me be is who I am. As I come to see the weaker side of me, I realize his grace is what I'll need. When sin demanded justice for my soul, mercy said no. From the cross he built a bridge to set us free. Oh, but deep within the heart, there is still a war that rages and makes the sacrifice so hard to see. As midnight fell on crucifixion day, the
understand why you care so much. It's all a mystery. Time and time again I ask myself, what have I done to deserve such wealth? The price you pay I can never repay. Your generosity in order to save me, in order to save the day. Cause of love you place yourself in harm's way. It's truly beyond me, left without a word to say. What kind of love would place you there in harm's way? What kind of love would place you there in harm's way? When I was down, you came and lifted me. When I was bound, that you do makes it clear to see it's all a master plan.
Everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 4 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from BB1. It's entitled In Harm's Way. Our next song coming up is coming from Bishop Paul S. Morton, and it's entitled, Cry Your Last Tear.
Oh, was here right now, you know what he would say? Ain't no need to worry. What the night is gonna bring, it'll be all over in the morning. Ain't no need to worry. What the night is gonna bring, it'll be all over in the morning. In the morning.
I was riding down the highway just the other day. I was thinking about this good friend of mine that's gone on home, and his family that he left behind. I remember the time he would sit down at the table, and he would always say a prayer for his two little children and his wife still there. And when he got through praying, he would always say, a family that prays together, oh, they will always stay. And one day this man became very ill and had to be confined to his hospital bed. His little daughter walked up and looked down in his eyes. She could see death written all over his face. He said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I must leave you behind. She began to beg him with tears in her eyes. She said, Daddy, please, Daddy, please, Daddy, please. Oh, please don't leave us behind. Just before he closed his eyes in death, he began to sing an old song and said,
when I go,
sometimes,
oh, death will come.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this Sunday morning praise with Kel. It is 22 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. Great music there coming from Mary Mary, entitled In the Morning. Next song coming up is coming from Miss Inez Andrews, and it's entitled Lord, Don't Move My Mountain.
Take away. And have you any mountain that you can tunnel through?
Lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Lift your voice.
God is awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
We hope that the broadcast has been a blessing to you all, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. It is 19 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining this morning. Be sure to join us each and every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. We wish you a great and blessed rest of your Sunday. Our next song coming up is coming from James, Fortune and Fire. And it's entitled, Trust You.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
I love you so much, yeah. Though my times the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. Can make it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. To me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one else like you.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you. Through the tears. Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry. Through the heartache and rain. Come on, take it up. Through the tears. Oh, that's right. Through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you.
but it's Jesus we cry out loud. Father, just forgive us. Hear us when we say, we'll give you, give you, give you everything, our life and soul today.
Thing you've got to learn to do is put all of your faith and confidence and trust in the Lord your God.
Sometimes that I live. For to trust you is the greatest thing I can do. Lord, you know the way I take, the plans you made are great. The earth of peace and not of evil to give me an expected end.
Keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. Oh.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you
can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date, and we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough, that you've been worried long enough, that you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe God will fix it. Yes, it will. If you just believe,
just believe.
Oh, it's God to give.
Gonna get better.
With a single parent.
Go in the room and grab your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better.
Oh, yes, I do believe. Yes, I do believe.
You need to call somebody right now and tell them God's gonna do it. Remember this.
Your storm is over. I see.